This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. VFW Post 2534 hosted their Pearl Harbor Day program on Saturday, along with the Fleet Reserve Association Branch 238, as well as the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council and member organizations. Led by Post Commander Sean Plant, veterans and the public gathered to honor those who died when Japanese forces made their surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, on December 7, 1941. Mike Gunner Pohl of the Fleet Reserve spoke to those assembled, as well as conducting the Two Bells ceremony. The service included a 21-gun salute and the raising of a memorial flag at half-mast in honor of the fallen. It's time for the annual holiday traffic safety campaign, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is joining law enforcement agencies across the state on this holiday campaign. From December 11th through New Year's Day, officers will patrol in greater numbers for longer hours, watching for impaired drivers. Last year in Wisconsin alone, there were over 5,900 alcohol-related crashes that resulted in 159 deaths. This campaign is about saving lives and preventing needless tragedies during the holiday season. If you plan to celebrate this holiday season, identify a sober, designated driver or find a safe, alternate way home. The Internal Revenue Service is noticing an increase in bad tax advice being spread on social media. IRS spokesperson Christopher Miller says the scam dupes people into filing inaccurate tax returns, which can lead to delayed refunds, penalties and interest, and sometimes even criminal charges. Miller says be on the lookout for scams involving tax credits or cryptocurrencies. More tips and information can be found at irs.gov. Gas prices fell again last week, dropping 5.2 cents per gallon for an average of 2.71. This is over 10 cents lower than a month ago and more than 11 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. You can find gas as cheap as 2.47 in Wisconsin, though the most expensive is 3.38. The average in the nation has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time in well over 3 years. Officials at Gas Buddy say the national average could potentially fall another 10 to 15 cents by Christmas. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.56 to $2.69 per gallon. Food waste increases over the holiday season. Derek Tritz has the story.
With every holiday season comes more mouths to feed and most of the time a lot of extra food. Sadly, a large portion of that extra food ends up getting wasted, according to DNR Organic Waste Management Specialist Ruth O'Donnell.
Recently, the organization ReFed estimated that on Thanksgiving, over 300 million pounds of food was wasted in the United States, and that represented more than $500 million of groceries thrown away.
To cut down on food waste, the Wisconsin DNR recommends creating detailed shopping lists for holiday dinner ingredients and freezing leftovers. Freezing leftovers might also save you a few nights of cooking. More information about food waste prevention can be found at dnr.wi.gov.
A recent study found that Wisconsin residents are paying a smaller percentage of their wages on utility costs than most other states. The study conducted by Eden Emerald Hot Water found that Wisconsin ranked 13th in spending on utility bills, with about 12% of the average salary going toward things like gas, water, internet, and cable. Minnesota was the only Midwest state to rank higher. The Trump White House isn't getting any help from the Badger State when it comes to one big issue. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform.
The holiday season can be fraught with fire danger. Here's Lisa Hale.
Alex Quintana, the public information officer with the Appleton Fire Department, says dry air, fireplaces, and decorative lighting make one tradition the biggest fire risk, the fresh cut tree.
Making sure that you water your tree every day. That is extremely important.
Quintana also reminds you to check decorations and lighting for frayed wiring.
Across the state, fishermen, skaters, and outdoor enthusiasts are waiting on lakes to freeze. Madison's Lake Mendota has been studied for more than 170 years, and according to Clean Lakes Alliance founder James Tye, back then they had a unique way of determining whether the lake was frozen.
They decided that if you could get into a boat with a keg of beer and not get across the lake, it was frozen. So, you know, everything revolves back to boating and maybe a little beverage or two, but that's the official way. And that's still how we track it. It's not if the whole lake is frozen. It's just frozen at its most major points.
Remember, you need at least 4 inches of ice to walk on it safely. And with the winds and weather conditions, it can always change and shift. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime, but we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds, and they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse, but we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willy Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL, Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. Brace yourself for a new Hollywood reboot, folks. Scrubs ran for 7 seasons, from 2001 to 2008 on NBC. And then 2 seasons on ABC. The original executive producer and showrunner Bill Lawrence will also commandeer the reboot, but as of right now, there is no cast yet attached. Maybe they should cast those two guys from the T-Mobile commercials. Looking for a good murder mystery? You might want to check out the show Cross. Cross is based on the best-selling Alex Cross novels by James Patterson and is quickly gaining viewers. The show logged 40 million views in its first 20 days of release, making it the 6th most viewed show ever on Amazon Prime. Aldous Hodge plays the brilliant Alex Cross, a detective and forensic psychologist who pursues serial killers. Season 1 is currently available to stream. There's always a decision to be made on New Year's Eve as to where to watch the countdown or who to listen to. Variety reports that CNN has confirmed that Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen will host the network's New Year's Eve live event. Not a big surprise, really, as this will be their 8th year in a row hosting the event from Times Square. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and goes past midnight, or until you tell your kids it's midnight and put them to bed. Don't you hate it when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fistfight and a Mariah Carey concert breaks out? Let's reverse that. Fans at a recent Mariah Carey concert got into a Donnybrook while she was singing her "All I Want for Christmas Is You" at the end of the show. A 20-second clip of the incident went viral and shows people how not to behave at a concert, how not to fight, and how not to frame yourself in a video. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy and breezier by later this afternoon. High will be in the low to mid 40s by midday, falling into the 30s by late afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, colder with a high in the low 20s.
I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.